Hello, and welcome to this week's cognitive reflection on confidentiality and secrets. Let's please start by doing our usual things and sitting up in a nice straight-backed posture, averting our eyes or closing them, and then taking three deep breaths as we relax. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Remember that these cognitive reflections are different from your mental health and well-being reflections that you can access via the Griffith Counselling site. So our topic this week has been confidentiality and secrets. And I'd like us to reflect today on what secrets and confidentiality mean to us in our lives and our work. We've learned through the content material that journalists particularly have an obligation of confidence. This is to do with their ethical code and the fact that they must be always loyal to a source who has taken them into their confidence. But of course, if we think about that, while it's a very special obligation for journalists, it also applies in most other careers. Doctors have an obligation of confidentiality to their patients. Lawyers are obliged to preserve the confidence of their clients. And public relations practitioners are also bound to maintain commercial in confidence understandings and secrets on behalf of their clients. We all carry secrets with us in our own lives. Friends and family take us into their confidence, and we know the point at which they ask for something to be confidential is a very important moment where we give an undertaking that we won't tell others this secret that they are telling us. But whether or not we follow that comes down to our own morality. Think about that briefly. Think about somebody who has confided something private with you. It could be a friend who has confided in you the fact that they are pregnant or that they're about to change their employment or any number of other little secrets of life. If you've brought that to mind, then you might think, okay, well, how would they feel and how would I feel if one of us betrayed that secret, betrayed that confidence? Well, we just need to multiply that tenfold if we're thinking of the journalist and their source because when a journalist betrays a source, then there can be all sorts of dangers that the source is subjected to. Those dangers might be physical dangers. They could be career ruin that they could face by being associated with the as being the source of certain information. So the stakes are very, very high. This whole idea of cognitive reflection is to help reinforce this point with you, so that if you are a journalist taking on board confidential information, or you are a source giving a journalist confidential information, you pause to reflect upon the importance of that, whether you can actually comply with that undertaking, and think through the consequences of not doing so, both legal and ethical, before you actually enter that undertaking. And hopefully this small reflection today has reinforced that with you, so that when you do encounter that situation, you pause to reflect, draw upon this knowledge, and make a wise decision about it. So I hope that helps you better understand the importance of this topic. And with a couple more deep breaths, we'll end our cognitive reflection for today. Please take your time to gradually wriggle your fingers and toes and open your eyes and emerge from the reflection. And please, if this has prompted any issues with you or any recollections that might be uncomfortable, please feel free to make full use of Griffith University's free counselling services. Thanks for taking part today.